ABC News.
Well, since the coronavirus pandemic brought migration to a halt, some employment sectors in Australia have been suffering with a shortage of workers. At the same time, population growth in Australia has reduced for the first time since the First World War. So what needs to be done when our international borders do open back up properly? Julian Lisa is a federal Liberal MP and chair of Joint Standing Committee on Migration, and he joins us. Now, how important is migration to Australia?
Oh, look, I think it's vital. I think it's to be remembered that as a result of COVID-19, we lost 500,000 temporary migrants, and many of those people were skilled migrants on whom many businesses depend and many Australian jobs depend. I think it's an important point to make that skilled migration creates Australian jobs because it fills gaps in our economy. And what we saw as a result of COVID-19 is that there are, say, in my home state of New South Wales, up to half the businesses in New South Wales are reporting skill shortages, which they just don't have. And so we released an interim report a few weeks ago, making some recommendations about what we needed to do to get the migration program working again to help us with the COVID-19 recovery. And today we commence hearings looking at broader structural issues in the skilled migration program, how we can make it easier for businesses to get the skills that they need in order to create more jobs for Australians.
The borders have been shut for over 1 year now. So what are some of the skills that we are lacking here at the moment?
Well, in the interim report, we heard evidence of massive skill shortages, particularly in the veterinary sector. We have a shortage of 1,500 vets around Australia, and that's not just relating to our domestic pets, for instance. It relates to major agricultural production. We heard of a very substantive shortages of chefs and front of house managers in the hospitality sector, up to 12,000 of those. And that means that restaurants can't open and employ Australians. It means that they have reduced hours. We also heard of about 600 seafarers, people engaged in the maritime industry, whether it's in fishing or scientific research or other maritime activity, which just don't exist, and a whole range of other occupations where there are shortages, although shortages that haven't been particularly quantified for us, and we'll be looking at that further here. But right across the economy, we're seeing these shortages. And as the economy recovers, you're seeing the unemployment rate decline. With the latest figures, we had an unemployment rate of 5.8%. So this is about finding those skills that just don't exist in the economy and making it easier for businesses to try and attract those people here to Australia in order that they can grow their business and employ more Australians.
It's certainly a broad range of sectors that are being impacted. Do you think there'll need to be an overhaul of the migration system to help the nation bounce back?
I think skilled migration has to play a significant role in helping the economy emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, and certainly we made some bold recommendations in relation to streamlining labour market testing and the Skilling Australia Fund, which has effectively become an impost on business but doesn't actually create greater skills. We've also made some recommendations about the need for greater transparency for employer-sponsored migration, because we know that employer-sponsored migrants have better outcomes in terms of not only getting the job, which they have to be an employer-sponsored migrant, but also maintaining their jobs too. Australian employers want to employ Australians. I think that's also something we've heard repeatedly. But some skills in this economy we just don't have. And while we can train Australians to get those jobs, there's a time lag before people have the experience that is necessary to do the job at the particular level that businesses need.
The pandemic aside, many people say that trying to emigrate to Australia is a long and costly process. Do you think it's time that should be simplified?
Well, particularly in relation to skilled migration, we are looking at ways in which that can be simplified, because there's an undoubted economic benefit to skilled migration, not only in the skills that they bring into the economy to help the business that's there, but also the skills transfer from the skilled migrant to the Australian worker to upskill the country more broadly. And we know from our history that skilled migrants make a wonderful contribution to this country more broadly.
All right, Julian, well, appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Ali.
That's Julian Lisa, a federal Liberal MP and also chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Migration.